はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京。
よしです。
高瀬です。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 18. As always, we're brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Okay, we are back with the Nagasaki connection. Hey guys.
Hi, Hi. Peter.
Hey, Yoshi. Okay, what did we talk about 2 weeks ago?
We talked about keisatsu and emergency.
And since Takase is still here, business must be going well.
Yes.
So, this week, what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit more about emergencies, but then we're going to switch topics. Because we don't want to scare anybody, right, Takase?
Yes.
Japan is so safe, right?
Yes.
You're going to have a good time when you're here, right?
Yes, of course.
There you go. Takase guarantees it.
Yes, I do.
So, what we're going to do is get into today's lesson. Takase, give us the first word.
救急車.
Ambulance.
救急車. 救急車.
Ambulance. And this is when the situation's bad. But as we said, we're just going to be on this topic a bit longer. Have you ever called an ambulance for anybody?
No, I haven't.
Yoshi?
No.
Well, we have. One time we called the ambulance. One of our friends was a bit sick, so we called the ambulance. Mm. And they came very fast, took care of her, took her to the hospital. So, Takase, how do we say call an ambulance?
救急車を呼んでください。
And give us the second part one more time, slowly.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
救急車を呼んでください。
Now, Yoshi, what's familiar about this phrase?
を呼んでください。
Because we had this 2 weeks ago, right?
Right.
And this means?
Please call.
And 2 weeks ago, what was the example we had?
警察を呼んでください。
Please call the police. This week we had?
救急車を呼んでください。
Okay. Now, one more point we want to introduce about this phrase. Now, Yoshi, when we meet someone, and we give our formal names, maybe you want someone to call you a more casual name. Now, where does this expression come into that?
You can use this when you meet someone, and if you want them to call you more casually, then you can say, と呼んでください。
Okay, stop right there. One more time, please. Slowly, please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
と呼んでください。
Now this is almost the same as the previous expression, which is
を呼んでください。
But the を changes to
と。
And what goes in front of this?
What you want to be called.
Now, while this might seem a little confusing, we're going to clear it up right now. So what we're going to do now is give you a little sample of how this may work. For Japanese, sometimes foreign names may be difficult to pronounce, and for foreigners, at first, Japanese names will be tough to pronounce. So we're going to give you a little example of how this expression
と呼んでください
can be used. Okay, Yoshi and I meet for the first time. Here we go.
はじめまして、渡辺よしひろです。よろしくお願いします。
すいません、渡辺よしひろさんですか？
ああ、よしと呼んでください。
あ、よし、はい、よしさん。
はい、よろしくお願いします。
はじめまして。グランテピッタです。よろしくお願いします。
グランテ
ピーターと呼んでください。
あ、わかりました。ピーターさん。
ヨシーさん、友達ですか？
あ、はい、私の友達です。
高瀬ひろこです。はい、高瀬と呼んでください。
高瀬さん、
はい。はい。よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。So you get a kind of an idea of how this expression can be used. So we gave you three ways to use this.Calling the police, calling an ambulance, and telling your friends to please call you a more casual name. Now, Yoshi, which one do you think you use the most?
About the same. I live in a bad neighborhood.
Oh. Takase, which one do you think you use the most?
Call the ambulance.
Okay. Well, I personally think you use please call me something more often than anything else, but...You heard the professionals. Whew. Now that we got that out of the way, we doubt that you'll be calling for an ambulance or asking someone to call for an ambulance. But just in case, let's give you the number to call an ambulance. Hey, by the way, Takase, isn't this also the number for the fire department?
Yes, same number.
Okay. What's that number?
119番です。
One more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
119番です。119番です。
Takase, what's that number?
It's 119.
For Americans, this is the opposite of the emergency number 911. Very easy to remember. I wonder what some of the other countries' emergency numbers are. If you're listening out there, we'd love to hear what the emergency number is in your country. Stop by, leave us a post, JapanesePod101.com. Now, we think that most people out there won't need an ambulance. But what you may need during your trip is what, Takase?
薬局.
Pharmacy. Drugstore. One more time, please. Slowly, please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
薬局。薬局。
In Japan, there are a lot of drugstores. The only catch is I can't find a 24-hour drugstore. Where are the 24-hour drugstores, Yoshi?
Why do you need it for 24 hours?
Because sometimes I get sick at night. Why, Takase? Why, Yoshi? Help me out here.
I don't know why.
Do you really need to go out to buy a medicine at night?
Yes. 24-hour drugstore, it's a necessity.
No, I don't think so. I just wait.
So you might want to be precautious and buy some medicines that you think you might need along the way. And what we're going to do now is give you some of those medicines. What's the first medicine we have?
風邪薬.
Cold medicine.
風邪薬.風邪薬.
Yoshi, if we went to the pharmacy, which is, Takase?
薬局.
How do we ask for cold medicine?
風邪薬はありますか?
And, Takase?
はい、あります.
Yes, we do. You'd follow this up with?
お願いします.
Please, give it to me. That's it. Now, you remember from the post office when we asked about ATMs. Do you have an ATM? Yes, we do. Where is it? This time, do you have cold medicine? Yes, we do.Please give it to me. Okay, next we have Takase.
頭痛薬.
Medicine for a headache.
頭痛薬. 頭痛薬.
Next we have
目薬.
Eye medicine.
目薬. 目薬.
So if your eye gets dry a bit or your eye hurts, you can swing by, pick up some eye medicine. Next.
酔い止め.
Motion sickness medicine. This is a big one. Takase, break it down.
Yoi do me. Yoi do me.
Okay. Takase, do you get motion sick?
No, never.
Really? We're no. moving back and forth. Back and forth.
I like it.
How about you, Yoshi?
I'm getting sick.
Do you get motion sick?
When I was a kid, I used to all the time. But now, I still get motion sick sometimes.
So when you go on a trip, you definitely bring?
酔い止め.
Yeah. My wife, she gets a little bit sick, so we always have 酔い止め on hand. Takase, question?
No.
Okay. Now, when I say my wife gets motion sickness, if she's on the train and facing the same direction we're going, she's okay. But a lot of the times, we get seats...facing the opposite direction of the way the train's heading. So it's kind of like we're getting pulled backwards. And it's those times that she feels sick. So actually, when we go to buy tickets on the train, is there a way that we can ask to be facing the same way the train's going? Takase, help us out. I'm sure there's other people out there who want to face the same direction the train's going. Actually, I knew a friend. He was the same way. He's like, I can't sit backwards. Takase, people are depending on you. Give us the word. Give us the word. Give us the word.
But you can move the seat.
Yes, you can. Sometimes. But what if you're the last one?
Okay, so you can say, 前向きの席をお願いします。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
前向きの席をお願いします。
A a seat facing forward, please, and forward as in the same direction as the train will be going. Now, can you break this down for us?
前向きの席.
And then you add to that?
をお願いします.
Okay, and that should help out. Yoshi, do you have any problems sitting backwards?
Yes, I do.
Really? So you always get the 前向きの席?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Takase?
I don't really care.
As long as you're on the train, right?
Yes.
Oh, the...
I prefer the seat facing backward.
Really?
Mm.
Hmm. Do you like roller coasters?
No.
That's strange.
Why? Train doesn't go up and down.
It should.
No. Not in Japan.
Okay, here we go, everybody. Top of Mount Fuji.
I'm getting sick.
Okay, enough of this topic. Okay, well, let's... Next topic.
Igusuri.
Stomach medicine.
Igusuri. Igusuri.
Now, stomach medicine. What's that? Takase, what's stomach medicine? Exactly. There are lots of different kinds of stomach medicine. You have to explain about your symptoms a bit more. So, for example, if I had a stomach ache, what would I say?
胃が痛いです.
My stomach hurts. One more time.
胃が痛いです.
Break down that last part.
痛いです。胃が痛いです。
And what's the word for stomach?
I.
And what's the word for hurts?
痛い.
So my stomach hurts. So they'll give you something to help the stomach pain. Now, what about heartburn?
胸焼け. 胸焼け. 胸焼け.
So Yoshi, if I had heartburn, what would I do? I'd go into the pharmacy, I'd go into the drugstore, and what would I say?
すいません. 胃薬お願いします.
どうしましたか?
胸焼けです。
はい、どうぞ。
Or, you can just go in, holding your stomach, and you can say,
胸焼けです。
But if you say it like that, Yoshi, no one's gonna believe you. Come on, man. You just ate 10 plates of yakiniku. You're dying. Come on, let's really hear it.
胸焼けです。
高瀬?
売り切れです。
Takase, what did you just say?
Sold out.
Sold out. Try some water. Give us that word for sold out one more time.
売り切れです。
Break it down.
売り切れ。 売り切れ。
Okay, we're out of time. But we have a lot more to talk about with this topic. So what we're going to do is we're going to come back next week with Drugstore Part 2. How does that sound?
Yes.
Great.
Come on. How does that sound, Takase?
Okay.
胸焼けです. All
right. See you tomorrow.
また明日.
またね.